Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So, ZZ Top bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with a number three. Check that out. And that last one, by the way, has won 5 international awards. We're real proud of it. Morag Barrett is our guest. She's an author, too, a great author of at least a couple of books and another one on the way. Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships and the Future-Proof Workplace. She's partnered now with LeadStar.us and has been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. We're talking about abundance. And when we think about abundance, we think about the belief. If you have an abundant mentality, it's the belief that givers gain, the reciprocity idea, right? Givers gain. The more I help you, the more, you know, and you do it with a glad heart, as the Bible says, right? You do these things with a glad heart. You do it for the right reasons, as one of my mentors used to say. But giving creates abundance in all of our lives, doesn't it?
It does, and it's the not keeping score. And certainly at LeadStar, our perspective is better leaders, better world. For anything that we can do to help each of us to become better leaders in our lives and in our organizations has got to be of benefit. And the ripple effect, as you said with the bread analogy earlier, and what goes around comes around. So as we give, it comes back to help us. Individually and collectively at some future date.
But I like what you said about not keeping score. You can't keep score and you can't set the clock because you never know when it's going to come back, do you?
No, exactly. And I think, and in order to give, of course, somebody has to be willing to take. So you asked the question about how do you leverage abundance? And I have two ways of doing that. The first one is that we are giving away 3 copies of the New York Times best-selling book, Spark.
All right.
So if you want to build, if your listeners want to build their individual leadership skills, if they'd like to influence and build the skills of their team or their organization, they just need to go to sparkslead.us. So Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-S, lead.us. Enter your name and mailing address, and we even pay the shipping.
All right.
So there is no catch. There is
so the first, the first what? The first, the first
leadership
three?
Goodness.
The first 3 people will get
a book? Oh, no. Oh, as many people as who want to order it. If you want to put a book, go online today.
Thank you for that.
3 copies.
Thank you for that. Folks,
and
please take advantage of that.
Please do. And
you'll
we
be
have
smart.
Online
you'll be smarter
well.
When you do, and you'll thank me later. And you'll thank Morag, too. Sparks with an S, sparkslead.us.
Yep.
Check that out, folks. Write that down and go there
correct.
And give them your address, and they'll send you a book. Thank you for that, Morag. I appreciate that. Very much.
My pleasure. But as I say,
That's abundance.
That's abundance. And how do you do it? You do it by asking and you do it by giving. It's looking for those opportunities to coach and mentor, whether it's upcoming rising stars in your organization, but you also do it by not being afraid to ask for the feedback and the coaching that's going to help
right.
you to learn and grow too.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's a couple of different ways on how do you leverage abundance.
Well, and also the way you can make a difference in other people's lives. Isn't that part of abundance? When you bless people by helping them, maybe they've asked you for help. Maybe they didn't ask you for help, and you found a way to help them without giving your opinion. Right? That's nobody wants your
Agreed.
Opinion, but they all want your help, right?
They do indeed. So it's just looking for those opportunities and looking up from our own hamster wheel to see how do we impact others and how do they impact us. So abundance is one of those foundational elements. I don't think we spend nearly enough time thinking about it. It's too much about self and me.
That is exactly right.
So when we turn that conversation to we, then
that is so
huge.
True. And, you know, You know, Morag, I see this, unfortunately, way too much, where people are so caught up in themselves. I see people walking in buildings. They'll walk in a building, and they'll walk right by somebody who could use a little help, but not even they won't even see it. It's not that they're a bad person and they wouldn't help them if they could see them, but they don't even see them. They're got such a narrow focus on what they're doing that they don't even see the world around them and that there are people that they can help.
Indeed. Yeah. So that's my advice to our listeners today, is just find the one thing, the one person that you can give a hand up to today. What can you do? Whether it's, to your point, to sit and listen as they vent about something. Mm-hmm. And even if somebody's venting, to ask, do you want me to listen? Do you want me to help?
You can't ask a guy just to listen. We have to help. We've got to contribute some way or another. But I do think, you know, and here's leadership. Here's an abundance leadership that I know you talk about all the time. And that is, if you're caught up a little at work, look over at somebody in your, you know, near you and say, hey, can I help you out? How about that? That's leadership at work, isn't it?
It is. It's stopping and asking, hey, how's your day going? And not just taking the trite, fine answer.
Yeah.
But to actually inquire about how things are going with family and how things are going outside of the office.
Leadstar.us, right?
That's how you come. Leadstar.us and the books from Spark Lead.
All right, by the way, sparkslead.us. Go there and give Morag your address, and she'll send you a book. Morag, you're an abundant person. We appreciate you very much, and see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.